But very serious consequences can result from people or organizations not considering the possible results of their actions seriously enough. The main crime here was indifference to the human results, rather than actual intention to harm anyone, but that didn't make the results any less tragic. And this leads me to my second point, that corporate crime can have very severe consequences. It's not just a matter of companies making bigger profits than they should do, but of events which may affect the lives of innocent people. And yet very often, companies, because they say they didn't intend to harm anyone, can avoid taking responsibility for the results of their actions, and that has been a very dangerous loophole in the law. Now, a further example of corporate crime was that Victor